Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And this is The Savage Nation, and you and I are a part of it. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, thank you so much for spending time right here. Now, obviously, you hear this voice and you go, well, wait a minute. That's not Michael Savage. You would be correct in that assessment. Once again, it is the recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth in for the good doctor, and I would be remiss to allow the festivities to advance any further without pausing to thank the man for whom this broadcast is named. Dr. Savage, thank you for the chance to be behind the microphone and a part of the Savage Nation. I take stewardship of this program very seriously, and I thank you very much for the opportunity. Now, wherever you are, and again, the only caveat I would issue is that if you happen to be in a car, we want you driving with your hands at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock, paying attention to the road. But if you're home, or if you're still at work, if you're close to the internet, we invite you to go to michaelsavage.com, because when you click on the home page, you will see the very first item you and I are going to talk about tonight. It is the illustration, the photograph that is on the cover of the new National Review. You know the story of National Review. The late, great William F. Buckley, getting together with like-minded conservatives to print a journal of great import to the conservative movement beginning in the 50s and 60s, moving on. And, of course, as Mr. Buckley left the scene, what a great guy Bill Buckley was. One night at a Goldwater Institute dinner in Arizona, when I had just been elected to Congress, there was Bill Buckley. And he's giving the keynote address, and he says something like, "And to Congressmen Hayworth, Shattuck, and Salmon, it is so good to have you in the House." And just to have Bill Buckley say, "Congressman Hayworth, man," that was a rush. But I digress. So we're indebted to Bill Buckley for establishing the grand conservative tradition that is National Review. But the cover of the new one says it all about the insanity of the latest amnesty bill, because front and center on the cover of the new issue of National Review is a smiling, laughing Marco Rubio, flanked, quite fittingly, on the left by Chuckles Schumer. I'm sorry, that's what I called Chuck Schumer in the House gym. Chuckles, Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, flanked on the right, well, that's just the way it lines up in the picture, my old buddy and erstwhile primary opponent, United States Senator John McCain of Arizona. And the headline says it all, the cover headline, "Rubio's Folly." Make no mistake, that is exactly what the latest iteration of this amnesty bill is. And Marco Rubio, and this is where I differ from others who may have access to a microphone. This is not some example of naivete on the part of Senator Rubio. This is not some example of being led off, like, what was the deal? The Disney version of Pinocchio, right? Remember when he's conned, he ends up in the salt mines? You know, this is not Marco Rubio as Pinocchio in terms of being led astray by cynical senior senators and he unwittingly doing their bidding just to make America a greater place and all that. No, this is not naivete. this was an absolutely calculated move. I can tell you, and all I can go by are my instincts, which I think are pretty good. Of course, I ran against McCain, and he outspent me $30 million to $3 million, and I'm behind a microphone, so you might question my political instincts, but actually it was from the 2010 campaign. You remember the whole history of Rubio's rise in Florida? Where seemingly out of nowhere, this young man in the state legislature, I believe he was Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, announces that he is going to be the honest conservative alternative to Charlie Crist. And Charlie, who I guess since has re-registered as a Democrat in the Sunshine State, Charlie was a little lugubrious, a little oleaginous, a little slick, even for most Republican tastes in Florida. And so shortly after Rubio announces that he's going to run for the Senate, suddenly former Florida Governor Jeb Bush gets behind Marco Rubio. Now, just for the record, understand this. Jeb Bush, I like personally. His older brother, the former president of the United States, George W. Bush, I like personally. George Herbert Walker Bush, 41st president of the United States, I like personally. Barbara Bush, in the Hayworth Hacienda, our middle daughter, Hannah, is so enamored with Barbara Bush that she insisted we buy Barbara's big autobiography when Hannah was like in the second grade. So it's not some sort of animosity, but the same thing with McCain, and now with Rubio, when it comes to open borders and amnesty, we just strongly disagree on this. And so I see Jeb Bush suddenly get behind Rubio, and I see fundraisers set up across the country, even as this guy is being heralded as the true incarnation of the Tea Party and a true grassroots conservative. And I'm sitting in, and just to be honest about it, as a recovering member of Congress and a recovering candidate, and you may draw your own conclusion saying, J.D., you're just a bitter, bitter man. Well, there may be a little bit of that, but I just have to give you my honest impressions of what was going on at the time. Guys who by rights claimed to be conservatives, but were terrified to, like, give money to a campaign challenging McCain, suddenly all the dough for the conservatives, well, Marco Rubio down in Florida, let's help him. And J.D., good luck, son. We have secret ballot, and you'll get our votes, but not our dough to help win the election. And I saw this in Phoenix, in Scottsdale, in Arizona. I saw it nationwide. And it just kind of hit me that the Jeb Bush-Marco Rubio alliance of 2010 would unfold exactly as it has unfolded. Marco Rubio would ride into the United States Senate as basically the poster boy for grassroots conservative populism. The embodiment of the Tea Party and all that went along with it. But I could just see this coming. Not as soon as he got the gig, after a respectful gestation period, 18 months, then he starts pushing Amnesty Light, a Dream Act bill. And boy, Team Obama didn't waste any time, did they? They hopped on that. And through essentially executive order, welcomed all the Dream Act guys, Amnesty Light. They said, well, this is just what Marco Rubio was suggesting. He has a bill like this in the United States Senate. Suffice it to say, now we've come full circle. Marco Rubio is incredibly ambitious. And it's no slam. Look, a lot of us are ambitious. But he thought the way to seal the deal to become the Republican nominee for president was to be the young guy who embodies the bridge between conservative populism as reflected in the Tea Party and the, quote, responsible establishment Republicans. And I'll get rid of that euphemism. The amnesty open borders types, the anything for money types, the guys who write editorials at the Wall Street Journal. Okay? Well, to paraphrase George W. Bush, Marco Rubio chose, but he chose unwisely. Because never have I seen a guy make a meteoric rise, and correspondingly, in the conservative community, have such a fall. Now, when we come back, Marco Rubio, in his own words, kind of backing away from this thing, kind of, but not completely. And your calls at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Our question to open up our time together on the Savage Nation is simply this. Are you one of these people who, well, like Sean Hannity, just enraptured by Marco Rubio that open borders? Okay, cool. Are you one of these folks who believes that the Republican Party can essentially re-engineer an Obama-like candidate, but instead of race being the factor, ethnicity being the electoral hook? And are you happy to swallow hook, line, and sinker the amnesty bill that Marco Rubio and Jeff Flake and Lindsey Graham and John McCain and four other like-minded Democrats, the Gang of Eight, are trying to foist upon the American people again? I'm interested in hearing from you. Again, the number, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, recovering Congressman J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now, 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Sometimes in life, you just get lucky. You know, like when you slide into that rock star parking spot right by the door, get a great table at a hot new restaurant, or find $20 in a pair of jeans you just took out of the dryer. But counting on luck doesn't always work, especially when it comes to important things, like protecting your identity and the identities of your children. Just ask the 12.6 million people who were identity theft victims last year. Well, the good news is that now you can do something about it for less than a dollar a day with top-rated identity theft protection from Identity Guard, recently rated best in prevention. Just go to identityguard.com/dollar and get it for less than a dollar a day. Act now, and you'll also get free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO traffic. A fire near the Caldecott Tunnel is out, but eastbound 24 backed up all the way to Highway 580. On the peninsula, 280 northbound on the connector to 380 eastbound, we have a stall blocking your number 2 lane. Checking Hayward, 880 northbound at A Street, an accident. Looks like it's on the shoulder. 880 northbound just before High Street in Oakland, the right-hand shoulder scene of an accident. And 238 southbound at East 14th, the left shoulder. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
KSFO listeners, you need to start planning for your retirement. Why not get a head start and tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on KSFO 560 for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Tim is the principal of Monarch Retirement, talking fee-based management, insurance products, mutual funds, and a lot more topics to get you on your way to a seamless retirement. KSFO 560, Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan, every Saturday morning, 9 to 10 a.m.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the WAVE Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-213-2244. 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Every now and then, a great offer comes around that's just hard to believe. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and I want to share with you an easy way to brighten up your world. With every new System Pavers outdoor makeover for completion by Memorial Day, we'll throw in absolutely free $1,500 of our amazing energy-efficient LED landscape lighting, which will magically light up and complement your yard. Love your home again with beautiful outdoor living spaces by System Pavers. Driveways, patios, pool decks, fire pits and fireplaces, custom-built-in barbecue islands, pizza ovens, water features, pergolas, and year-round green turf. And if you call right now at 877-PAVE-002, you'll get your landscape lighting, a $1,500 value, absolutely free. Don't wait for the lights to go out on this amazing offer. Call now, 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or systempavers.com.
Free lighting subject to minimum size project, or with your good credit, pay no interest for 18 months.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Hey, we're in for Michael Savage. You're on the Savage Nation. Check out the website, michaelsavage.com. When you go to the homepage, you will see the cover of the new edition of National Review. And there is a grinning Marco Rubio flanked by Chuckles Schumer and John McCain, and the headline reads, Rubio's Folly. This amnesty bill is a disaster in terms of public policy and in terms of Marco Rubio's political future. Now, Rubio is doing his best because he is a resourceful guy, a talented guy. You don't get elected to the Senate without smarts and talent and an ability to engage. And he was with, I guess, a member of the broadcast Praetorian Guard that now surrounds him, Sean Hannity. You know, Hannity has been a friend through the years, but it's hard to believe that the Sean Hannity of 2013 was the same guy who wrote the foreword to my book entitled Whatever It Takes, about a get-tough, enforcement-first approach to illegal immigration. On Hannity's radio show the other day, here comes Marco Rubio, and Rubio is still trying to put up a brave front on this amnesty bill, but now he's backing away from it, saying, yeah, you know, I said the House probably not going to pass it, and it could be in trouble in the Senate, too. Here is Florida's junior senator, Marco Rubio.
You know, what I would say to you is that in this bill, we have achieved universal E-Verify, that's very positive. We've achieved acceptance of an entry-exit tracking system, and that's positive for visa overstays. The part we still have to do some work on is this border stuff. And as I said yesterday in another interview that I did, this bill will not pass the House. And quite frankly, I think may struggle to pass the Senate if it doesn't deal with that issue.
Yeah, now, it's interesting what Marco's doing. He's kind of morphing into an analyst, an interpreter, as if he's on the sidelines. Hey, Marco, you're the guy who co-sponsored this tripe. And when you say there's universally verified, let me just say this. I have my doubts, especially given the fact that the United States Chamber of Commerce has come out against E-Verify. Oh, by the way, E-Verify is the government plan that people who show up to go to work, you can verify that they are who they say they are, and they might not be illegal. Here's how bad it is with the open borders lobby. The Chamber of Commerce, for crying out loud, opposes E-Verify. So forgive me if I'm a bit skeptical that there's universal E-Verify or anything good in this bill, because the problem is this. If you're not enforcing existing laws, what makes you think any new laws will be enforced? To the phones we go, listening in Philadelphia, WWIQ, here is Richard on the Savage Nation. But I'm going to tell you this. The fundamental problem is that Marco Rubio got on the wrong side of this issue. And again, it's not out of naivete. It's out of ambition, and that's fine. I chronicled the reasons why. He believes he can be the guy to bridge the gap between the populist conservatives, i.e. the Tea Party, and the Republican establishment, i.e. the open borders, amnesty, anything for money crowd, but it's not going to work. You need more evidence of it in addition to the National Review cover? How about what's going on down in Georgia? A billboard is being put up that basically attacks Rubio and the Gang of Eight for this amnesty bill. Curiously, Fox News Latino has the article. D.A. King, who helped draft several of Georgia's anti-illegal immigration laws, says of Marco Rubio, quote, there's the betrayal factor. It's a mystery to us why he's still considered a conservative. D.A. King goes on to say, in his race for the Senate, Rubio said he would never support any amnesty. That's the problem, is it not? We're talking about this bill, and we're talking about amnesty. And it is problematic, and that's why the bill must be killed, and Rubio should back away from it. Coming up, we'll hear from John McCain, JD for Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know to point the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Where? Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Good afternoon. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. California's last snow survey of the season brought some bad news today. In some places, there was no snow at all. State officials project they will deliver just 35% of the water requested from agencies that rely on the snowmelt. It supplies water to more than 25 million Californians. A grass fire in the Oakland Hills. Fire crews not taking any chances. They rushed to Highway 13 and Broadway Terrace at 4:30, had the flames licked in in 20 minutes. KSFO traffic, we've got roadwork starting early, 380 eastbound on the connector to 101 northbound. Right lane closed there. An accident in Hayward, 238 southbound at East 14th Street. It's on the left-hand shoulder. And a crash with injuries, 80 eastbound before Fitzgerald Drive and Pinole, still being cleared over on the shoulder. KSFO weather, lows tonight around 60, sunny and warm again tomorrow. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Small business owners, are you tired of writing checks for those servers in the closet or under your desk? For air conditioning to keep them cool, for special power supplies to protect them from surges, for cables, for backup disks, for IT consultants to keep them going, wouldn't you rather put that money into your business or even your pocket? Then call the folks at DSX Data and start using their secure, professionally managed data center today. You'll not only stop the cash drain, but you'll also protect your business from system failures that could cripple your operation. For a predictable, low monthly cost, you get servers, internet, clean, reliable power, security and support 24/7, and 100% uptime guaranteed. No more surprise bills, no more lost time. Manage your business, not your servers. To learn more, go to ksfo.com/DSX. Call today, 855-DSX-DATA. That's 855-DSX-DATA.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Win breakfast for your office from the KSFO Morning Show. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and the KSFO Morning Show is hooking you up every Friday. You could be just like KSFO listener Janet Hunter, who had breakfast delivered to her office.
Thank you for the delicious breakfast. Thank you, KSFO.
For more information and to have Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, or me, Katie Green, deliver breakfast to your office or business, just visit the contest page at ksfo.com.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
Savage. 855-400-7282, the number to call. You're part of the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for the good Dr. Michael Savage. The topic, amnesty, not only bad public policy, but horrible politics for Marco Rubio. And it's just very interesting to see yet again an amnesty bill foisted by a, quote, bipartisan gang of eight in the United States Senate. It looks like you and I have done a good job of setting our neighbors straight, saying, hey, you better get wise on this thing really quickly. In the words of House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith of Texas, this amnesty bill is horrible. Let's get to the phones on line five, listening on WMAL Washington. Here is CJ on the Savage Nation.
How you doing tonight, sir?
Doing fine.
I just wanted to, first of all, agree with your point. This is horrible politics for Marco Rubio and terrible policy. As far as the policy point goes, this is an issue that needs to be addressed in stages. The first stage being shutting down and securing the border in its entirety. Then we can work on how to deal with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here in a cost-effective manner. The second thing I wanted to let you know is that at one point in the recent past, Marco Rubio was one of my favorites on the national stage, and because of all of this that he's been doing with this bipartisan gang of eight, as they like to call it, he has absolutely fallen to the wayside, in my opinion.
CJ, I thank you for the call. Let me take that last point, and people need to understand this. Rubio, by adopting the Washington definition of bipartisanship, and I learned this up on the Hill, bipartisanship doesn't mean honest agreement between members of the two major parties. In Washington speak, bipartisanship is conservatives caving in to what the leftists and their cheerleaders in the press corps want to see. That's bipartisanship in Washington, D.C. One of the leaders of that bipartisanship, and I know it'll sound weird to you, but he is a friend of mine. Honestly, it's not just political rhetoric. Yeah, I ran against him. But able to separate some intense disagreements. That's John McCain. I don't know if you saw yesterday, when you and I got together, again, when Dr. Savage very graciously gave me stewardship of this program and the chance to be behind this microphone, you and I were greeted with the news about the three students at UMass Dartmouth being charged in the cover-up of the of terrorist brother number two, who is one of their pals on campus. And so yesterday, very interesting, if you saw the Fox News channel on Neil Cavuto's program, Your World with Cavuto, there was a split screen. On one side, you're waiting to see the press conference from Boston. On the other side, Arizona's senior senator John McCain. And in talking to Neil Cavuto yesterday, McCain seemed to offer an amendment to the latest amnesty bill. Listen to John McCain yesterday on the Fox News channel.
Maybe as part of immigration, overall immigration reform, we should look at the process of who's allowed into this country, under what circumstances, what is their situation and background, particularly from countries that have histories such as Dagestan and Chechnya and others, where there's been significant influence of radical Islamic extremism.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. So John is now saying, if they come from the stands, if they come from countries where, quote, there's been significant influence of radical Islamic extremism, maybe we don't need to let them in. Hey, John, get a clue, pal. It's not privileged information. It's been widely reported for years that that back in the day when Hugo Chavez was still alive running things in Venezuela, Ahmadinejad would send a plane load over every week from Tehran to Caracas. What do you think they're doing there? I have a pretty good idea. The Iranians were being taught Spanish. And you and I understand what's going on. You give these guys a basic understanding of Spanish to supplement their English and, of course, their Farsi and whatever else they speak. Then you bring them to Central America or into Mexico, and you have them come across our porous southern border. Let me tell you something. Evidence of Islamic extremism? I've gone to ranches in southern Arizona. I've been with ranchers who found Islamic prayer rugs on their property. See, here's the problem. Habib Hussein claims he's Juan Valdez. And that's what's going on. So, John, it's not just the stands or Chechnya. It's right across our southern border. And in your case in mine, Senator McCain, our home state of Arizona bordering the Mexican state of Sonora. This amnesty bill is wrong-headed. And what happened in Boston was horrific, but if it can awaken the American people yet again, and we can actually get serious about the border, we'll be the better for it. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Line 4, listening on WABC New York. Here is Grace on the Savage Nation. Hello, Grace.
Oh, hello. I would like to know why securing the border and amnesty are together. Why can't they be two separate conditions?
Ah, you see, this is why, like in Mary Poppins, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. This is where, Grace, that poll-tested phrase used by Republican and Democratic presidents alike, comprehensive immigration reform, that's where it comes from. You see, the comprehensive is you use the poll-tested line that we must secure the border. That's what everybody wants to see. But then you get into the fiction, especially in our troubled economy where there is double-digit unemployment, where you get the fiction that people have about, hey, these people are just coming to do the jobs Americans won't do. There's no truth to that. That's part of the fiction of this, but that's why they've never separated it. I made the suggestion to George W. Bush aboard Air Force One back when I was serving in Congress going down to Yuma, Arizona, my wife's hometown. I said, Mr. President, I've got to build the Enforcement First Act. Now, you want to have guest workers? Before you can do any of that, sir, you got to secure the border. Please, sir, get behind my Enforcement First Act. Let's secure the border, and then we can have that fight about guest workers. I disagree with you on that, but at least we'll have the border secure. President Bush got angry with me. Here was his response. Quit lecturing me. And a few of the open borders guys from Arizona were sitting there giggling like school kids, thinking I'd been called down. I may have a lot of weaknesses, but one I don't have is speaking truth to power. And I don't care if it was George Herbert Walker Bush or William Jefferson Clinton or George Walker Bush or Barack Hussein Obama or anyone else who embraces this amnesty idea. It is flat out wrong. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. KSFO San Francisco, Catherine is on line 8. Catherine, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, HD. Well, here's where I sit on the subject of amnesty, and in particular, Marco Rubio and that gang of eight. And unfortunately, a lot of the Republican Party, I see it as they're playing the worst game of musical chairs in history, and they're all just hoping that when the music stops, they're going to be able to grab that chair and run with it. And I just don't see that that's a stepping stone back into the White House at all.
Yeah, a good point, Catherine, and thanks for the call. The only thing I can figure, again, recovering from politics and back behind a microphone as I am. I guess it's kind of analogous to what went on with Republicans post-FDR before the rise of Reagan. Richard Nixon rose to prominence as an anti-communist who could counterpunch on social and economic issues, but it was kind of a Me Too-ism. Or what Barry Goldwater... got Eisenhower all mad. Barry Goldwater called it a dime store New Deal approach. And I think Rubio's political calculation is, hey, look, my ethnicity, I'm Hispanic. I can counterpunch the policies that Obama has had in place. And boy, I can just take this illegal immigration off the table. And what's more, a lot of these newcomers will see me and they'll identify with the Republican Party. Yeah, right. Good luck with that. You can already see why it's problematic for Rubio when National Review has the cover, and you can see it at michaelsavage.com on the homepage, Rubio's Folly. To that end, at 855-400-7282, listening from Ohio, but listening on the powerful signal of WABC New York, line 6, it's Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hey, J.D. The problem that Marco Rubio has is that he is being suckered by the Democrats,
And he doesn't know it, but we conservatives do know it. And I'll tell you another politician who was suckered by the Democrats is George Herbert Walker Bush, who said he reneged on his no more taxes. He went ahead and raised the tax rate in October of 1990 just 5% more. The Democrats promised they would control spending. If he would just renege on this one promise, he raised tax rates 5%. They didn't follow through on their promise. It's been nothing but spend, spend, spend ever since. And Rubio is making a classic mistake of trusting the Democrats. That's why your earlier caller has it right. Just seal the border first, and when that's done, then we'll talk. And any Republican who doesn't follow that is falling for the Democrats being suckered again.
I want to tell you, Dave, I appreciate the call, and I thank you for what you're saying. Now, I don't believe it's Rubio being bamboozled. There are others with access to national microphones who chalk it up to some sort of naivete who welcome his fresh-faced appearance. Look, I've been there, done that. That's a bunch of hooey, with all due respect. He may be somewhat being drawn into this, but I don't think it's because of naivete. I do know this. I do know that it's bad public policy and it's absolutely horrible politics for Marco Rubio, and I know that you're fired up about it. Why? You continue to call me at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. More of your calls straight ahead. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect, with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts. And some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Checking KSFO traffic, we've got a broken down big rig 580 eastbound after Greenville Road in Livermore. It's blocking the right lane. 880 northbound before Marina Boulevard, San Leandro, your right lane blocked with a stalled car. And a crash 101 southbound after Bayshore Boulevard in San Francisco. That has the right lane tied up. Also checking a crash 880 northbound before Dixon Landing Road in Milpitas, the number 3 lane affected there. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hello, I'm Rick Dario, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Wanda in Portola Valley. Why are you calling me on the carpet, Wanda?
Rick, I heard it's Karistan month at Conklin Brothers.
Yes,
how can you devote a month to an iron-fisted dictatorship like Karistan?
Wanda, Karistan is a carpet manufacturer.
So you admit admit to smuggling carpet from Karastan.
Karastan isn't a country, Wanda. It's a quality carpet made in America. During Karastan Month, you'll enjoy our best prices of the year. Up to $1,000 cash back and 12 months interest-free financing with your good credit.
You can't buy me, Rick Goderio, no matter how much I can save on beautiful carpet from Karastan.
Well, if you do want to save on quality Karastan carpet, hurry into Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
Karastan!
Bye-bye, Karastan. Wanda.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. Conklin Brothers, you can count on us. La, la, la.
After a relaxing night at La Quinta, you know what salesman Jack Kirch gets after his big pitch?
Great work, Jack.
His clients singing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next stay at LQ.com.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer with two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill. Brian Sussman here, and for years, City Arms has been my Second Amendment dealer of choice. They offer the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. Not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or you're just interested in personal protection and home defense, in these challenging times, City Arms is here to help. And by the way, if they don't have it in stock, they'll do their best to find it. City Arms, with two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest location, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web at city-arms.com. That's City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
You're on the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. Go to michaelsavage.com. You'll see the cover of the latest issue of National Review magazine, a grinning Marco Rubio flanked by Chuckle Schumer and John McCain. The headline, Rubio's Folly. Now Rubio seems to be backing away from this bill, saying it's probably not going to pass the House and probably not going to pass the Senate. Then we heard John McCain a few minutes ago talk about, well, with what went on in Boston, maybe we got to reexamine the process of allowing people to come in from countries where there's been significant influence of radical Islamic extremism. Okay, so you have two members of the Gang of Eight trying to back away, but they're still sponsoring this amnesty bill. The best take on this comes from the lady who has the gift of invective. And I mean that in a great way. Her columns and her on-air presentations are very convincing. It's our friend Ann Coulter. Now, a couple of nights ago, she shows up on Sean Hannity's TV show on the Fox News channel. And she just lays it out about this whole situation with illegals, or worse still, immigrants who are allowed in to milk the system like the Chechen terrorist brothers. Listen.
The important point, I think, you have recent immigrants, 85% of the third world, more than 60% of them need government assistance. Now, you know, the amnesty advocates like Rubio will say, oh, but it's only 30% more than the native-born Americans. My point is zero immigrants should be collecting government assistance. If you are collecting government assistance, it seems to me, can't we all agree you are not the kind of immigrant we need in America here? Zero immigrants should be committing mass murder.
Yeah, so Sean's trying to interrupt her because he's got to carry water for Rubio. Why are you making great points? Yes, she's making great points, and it has everything to do with our national security. That's something Hannity used to get, but you know, for whatever reason, well, a lot of people have. Oh, gosh, got to panic. Ooh, 2012 election. Ooh, got to pander. Forget about it. Do the right thing. That's what we need to do. No to amnesty. No to this bill. And no to any so-called conservative leader who supports it. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. to Orange Park, Florida, listening on WOKV, Line 3. John, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, good evening. Long-time listener. I really believe that no one is really serious about securing the border, and why I say that is I look back at China. They were able to build a 4,000-foot long wall, 30 feet high, 30 feet wide, with no tools, through a mountainside to secure their border from the Mongols. So the United States government, if they wanted to secure the southern border, could do it in a flash. And how I think they do that is take the funding that they send to these Islamic terrorist countries and bid it out privately, with the condition that 50% of the people who work on the project have to be on welfare or unemployment. If they refuse the employment, they lose their benefits.
John, great idea. Perfect idea. I thank you for the call. And even though I disagree with the public works plan that President Obama and guys like that introduced, but just imagine this. If Obama had been really sincere about the stimulus, one public works program that would have gotten a lot of support, maybe not exactly like John said it, but imagine if they'd actually built the wall on the border. Now, I don't believe that there aren't people who aren't sincere about it. I just believe that, sadly, they're not in leadership in either major political party, but the people have a way of correcting that. Line 7, listening on WABC New York. Let's go to Greg on the Savage Nation. Hi, Greg.
Yes. Hi, J.D. An honor to speak with you, and I hope you run again sometime.
Well, thanks, but I'm loving being behind the microphone for Dr. Savage. What's on your mind, Greg?
Well, you know, I had high hopes for Rubio, but clearly he just doesn't have the temerity to realize that he's in the middle of a viper's nest of snakes and liars and thieves up there. He doesn't have an ounce of Ted Cruz in him. We need somebody like Jesse Helms, or you remember B1 Bob Dornan from the good old days. We need somebody who, if he had, let's put it this way, if Rubio really had the strength and the backbone and was honest, he would have come out and said, you know what, I was misled, I was suckered, and I'm against this bill, and I'm not going to work with people like Schumer who cannot tell the truth to save his life.
Well, let's see what happens, Greg, because one thing about Rubio, he is usually very politically savvy. You don't end up in the United States Senate unless that is the case. Again, though, understand, this was no case of political naivete. This was a calculation that is a serious miscalculation. And the fact is, it's up to you and me and others in the Savage Nation to set straight our neighbors, not only to say no, but say hell no to amnesty. Straight ahead, hour two, J.D. Hayworth, in for Michael Savage. Thank you for being a part of the Savage Nation.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And Michael is away from the microphone, but he has granted me stewardship of The Savage Nation for this evening. I'm so glad to be here. J.D. Hayworth in for Dr. Savage. And it's such an honor. I mean, you don't know what a treat it is for me to be spending time with you behind this particular microphone at this particular broadcast address. I can't thank the good Dr. Savage enough for this opportunity. And I thank you for listening. And we just make a couple of requests. If you're not driving, okay, let me stipulate that. If you're not on the road, want you to utilize the internet to go to michaelsavage.com. And as you look at that homepage, second row on the right, quite fittingly, there's a picture of old Harry Reid
and he's kind of shielding his eyes there.
The headline, read, more funding needed to prevent Obamacare from becoming a train wreck. And the story appears in one of the newspapers on Capitol Hill, fittingly named The Hill. But there's a story behind it, and it typifies something about you and about this particular genre of radio, arguably one of the world's first interactive media, right? Telephones and a microphone and the ability to broadcast, and you and I get the chance to exchange opinions and ideas and interact together. And if you recall last night, one of our callers, I often refer to him as my radio doppelganger, J.D., from Las Vegas. J.D. called up, and I'm citing J.D. because this is an example of how you have power with this particular medium, with this interactive medium of talk radio. So J.D. is in Las Vegas. He called here last night. We had a brief conversation. Another show being done that particular day, I guess it was yesterday, out of Las Vegas, Rusty Humphrey's doing his show, and Harry Reid is the guest, and it's our buddy, my radio doppelganger, J.D., who calls and says, hey, Senator Reid, Max Baucus is retiring from the Senate, says Obamacare is going to be a train wreck, and so it was our buddy, J.D., who prompted Harry Reid to make this statement. Listen.
We have the menu, but we don't have any way to get to the menu. And so that's what we need. And we're taking money. The president's taking money. I wish we had money just to do this on its own. But he's agreed to, he's determined he's going to take money from some of the other things that he feels are less important in the health care bill and put it on letting you and others know what's in the bill and what they can do either to accept parts that would be helpful to them or not?
Well, just a couple of things. There's old Harry saying,
he's going to take some of the money away from this thing. He's going to put it in there to inform you of what the bill says.
No, that's not the case. Because remember, Mr. Obama and his crowd have increased spending exponentially into the trillions of dollars. No, it's not a matter of saying we're taking money already appropriated and putting it here. Listen, what Harry Reid is talking about is this multi-trillion dollar abomination is looking for even more money. It's like the gaping mall. It's like some sort of alien entity. It's not going to help anybody with health care. All it's going to do is gobble up money. Memo to Harry Reid. It remains a train wreck, and it's going to be an even more costly train wreck. And as the American people discover that the IRS is going to be granted power to punish them, that the whole system of taxation and revenue, and you're going to take more money out of the pockets of hardworking Americans for less coverage, but instead the government will have the power over this significant vital sector of our economy. Obamacare is hazardous to our personal health. It is hazardous to our fiscal health. And there's Harry Reid answering our buddy, my radio doppelganger, J.D. in Vegas, admitting it's going to take more money. Oh, last hour we talked about amnesty. The president's talking amnesty. He's down in Mexico. And he's also talking health care. Julie Pace is the AP White House correspondent. Dateline Mexico City. President Barack Obama said Thursday he was comfortable with his administration's decision to allow over-the-counter purchases of a morning-after pill for anyone 15 and older. You know, it comes as no surprise to you that I have profound differences with President Obama. But despite our differences, I was willing to give him benefit of the doubt, saying, well, you know what? He seems to be a loving father to his girls. I'm just wondering, and I'm not trying to drag his kids into it, but why on earth would the President of the United States say he's comfortable giving 15-year-olds abortifacients a morning after pill? Oh, and by the way, you know it's going to end up footing the bill for all of this, don't you? Isn't this just, well, it's sad. Where kids in school can't even get an aspirin without their parents' permission. But now the President of the United States, from a foreign capital in Mexico City, telling the press, and by extension the American people, hey, yeah, morning after pill sales to 15-year-old girls, that's fine. Obamacare, abortifacients to 15-year-olds, and death panels to people over 70. Oh, yeah, and you better believe that's in there. You better believe that Sarah Palin nailed it when she talked about death panels. Here's the fundamental problem. And all this is foisted upon us under the notion of compassion. This has nothing to do with compassion. It has everything to do with control. Control over your life and dependency on the government. That's all this is. It's not Obamacare. It's Obama control. And when you put this kind of power in the hands of government, in essence, you are giving the government the power to decide who will live and who will die. And in this most recent, sorry, dispatch from the Associated Press, you're giving government, the President of the United States, permission to give morning after pills abortifacients to 15-year-old girls. And so here's where we are. In the first week of May in the year 2013, this is our once proud constitutional republic. Like you, I listen to Dr. Savage and I hear him ruminate. So this is what the greatest generation fought for. So this is what our founders fought for. Socialized medicine. And abortifacients for 15-year-olds? Sad. Sad, sorry, sordid, and strange. So you tell me, why on earth is the president that captive to the pro-abortion lobby? And Harry Reid,
oh, yeah, I got to have more money for this Obamacare.
And again, where is the loyal opposition? Where are the bills to repeal Obamacare? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. More of your calls straight ahead. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know the point, the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Where? Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer. if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
You know the TV show where some lucky family gets a complete home makeover absolutely free? I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, America's number one installer of interlocking paving stones and outdoor living systems. Well, System Pavers is offering a free outdoor living space design to all listeners who respond to this ad right now by calling 877-PAVE-002. Our design consultant will come to your home, shoot photos, and design your dream exterior oasis, complete with digital renderings, absolutely free. A landscape architect would charge thousands for a similar design. This season, love your home again with our beautiful interlocking paving stones, SP turf, fire pits, custom-built in barbecues, and wonderful outdoor lighting. Act now and take advantage of our most aggressive pricing ever, and with your good credit, get 12 months no interest. Remember, this incredible free design offer is available to all listeners right now. 877-PAVE-002, 877-PAVE-002, or click systempavers.com.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Weekdays at noon.
Went out there, gets the job, and he's done nothing but blame everybody and anybody for his failure.
Sean Hannity on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Well, President Obama held a press conference earlier today, and he said he still wants to close the Guantanamo Bay prison facility, but he doesn't know how to do it. He should do what he always does, declare it a small business and tax it out of existence. It would be like that. It would be gone in a minute. 1 month. Be out of there.
Jay Leno on NBC's Tonight Show offering truth through humor. Yeah, we'll talk about Gitmo later, but Obamacare, sure. If you have a small business, it's going to be taxed out of existence. As you are seeing, not only small businesses, but a variety of businesses limiting their employees' hours to under 30. Why? Well, because it's just too dang costly to deal with Obamacare and this health care law. And then we get the news late today, President Obama down in Mexico City appealing to the Mexicans to weigh in on the amnesty bill he loves. President Obama telling the AP's Julie Pace that, yeah, he's comfortable with the administration allowing over-the-counter purchases of a morning-after pill for anyone 15 or older. So it's real simple. There are public policy fights. There are fights for the future of our country that aren't always defined neatly by political campaigns. Where are my old colleagues in the Republican Party? What's going on? Why haven't there been coordinated efforts, especially in the United States House of Representatives, to move forward with a full repeal of Obamacare? 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Let's go back to the phones on Line 8, listening on WABC New York. It is Glenn. Glenn, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. As I look over the political spectrum, I believe that maybe one of our problems on the right is that we have not yet gotten angry enough at what's been going on, and also that an overabundance of comfort and ease has not allowed us to reach the point where we have said, give me liberty or give me death, and I don't think it's going to take anything less than that for us to win these battles that we're up against.
Well, I thank you very much for the call. The word anger, I think it's more righteous indignation. I think our most recent example of conservative triumph at the national level, at least in terms of chief executives, the last guts-up, unapologetic, honest-to-goodness conservative was Ronald Wilson Reagan. And what typified Reagan was cheerful persistence. Now, we're not always going to be cheerful. We don't need to be snarling, but we do need to be persistent. And we do need to be passionate. And we do need to fight these fights because they are fights worth having. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. On Line 3, listening to WMAL Washington, here's Mary on the Savage Nation.
Yes, thank you for your time. A lot of people down there on a hill know who I am. I'm not going to give my name. They'll know my voice. I'm telling them right now, will you please stop negotiating with the enemy? You do not negotiate with the enemy. You block it and you defeat it. And if you can't do it, get out of the way. We'll get a party who will. And I mean, that is a serious threat right now. Got it?
I got it, Mary. I try to tell folks the same thing now that I'm recovering from my time in elective office. I just make it real clear. I'll let you in on what I tell my former colleagues on the Hill. I say the base, the conservative movement, will not blame you if you try and fail, but they will blame you if you fail to try. And so some of these guys in leadership who want to split the difference, who want to negotiate, I'm not going to use the word enemy. I still believe you have political opponents in our constitutional republic, but I do understand that the left regularly employs the art of political warfare, and Mary is correct that you defeat proposals. You don't say, oh, gee, well, let me see if I can live with that, or how can we, quote, improve Obamacare? Listen, there is no improving Obamacare. There is no negotiating when you have a president of the United States who thinks it's just fine to give a morning after pill to a 15-year-old girl. And by the way, Mr. President, I don't want to ever hear any more malarkey out of you about how if it saves one child's life. Mr. President, how do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile that rhetorical statement with your absolute lapdog status with the pro-abortion industry? And now today, yeah, I'm fine with 15-year-olds getting the morning after pill. This is where we are. What are we going to do about it? Your thoughts ahead, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Jay Leno brought us back from the break saying, here's the way you get rid of Gitmo. Just declare it a small business, Mr. President, and tax it out of existence. Truth and humor, more on Gitmo straight ahead. JD for Michael. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
Good evening, I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Flames in the Oakland Hills on a dry, hot day with a red flag fire warning in place. Oakland Fire responded with a team of five engines to the area along Highway 13 near Broadway Terrace near Lake Temescal. They had that fire out within about 15 minutes. A Union City elementary school teacher has been arrested, 47-year-old Michael Halley, accused of molesting several girls in his third grade class at Alvarado Elementary School. He's been on administrative leave since April when the allegations surfaced. KSFO traffic, Santa Rosa, look out for a stall, 101 northbound, blocking the College Avenue off-ramp. 101 southbound in San Jose, just past 880, an accident on the right shoulder, and disabled tractor trailer in Livermore, 580 eastbound past Greenville Road. KSFO weather, clear tonight, sunny and warm tomorrow. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
American Vision Windows, it's a name you can trust. They've installed my windows and I am so pleased. And here's the special spring offer from American Vision Windows. You're going to get free installation when you order your windows from American Vision Windows. And you're also going to have the sound coming into your home reduced because they're going to give you a free sound package upgrade. And, of course, these windows have better weather stripping. This is up to a $2,000 value. Better weather stripping because it's triple fin weather stripping. Better screens because they're treated with Microban. That's a coating that reduces pollen and dust entering your home to help you breathe easier and cleaner, whether your windows are open and closed. And, of course, these new windows from American Vision Windows are so energy efficient. And they look beautiful inside and out. Okay, call to get an estimate on this special spring offer. American Vision Windows, 888-392-4343. AmericanVisionWindows.com, 888-392-4343. CSLB number 778326.
At AdvanceAutoParts.com, you can find the part you need and get it delivered straight to your home from the comfort of home. Plus, when you order $75 or more from AdvanceAutoParts.com, your shipping is free. Imagine ordering from the comfort of your pajamas, a smoking jacket, a go commando, whatever. Spend $75 and the shipping's free. And so are you, man. AdvanceAutoParts.com. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See site for details.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health issues or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone right now. Call 1-800-809-7988. That's 1-800-809-7988. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. Medical costs are the number one cause of bankruptcy and financial distress in our country today. But if you call this special toll-free helpline, you can easily get health insurance for you and your family. In addition, your employment and credit history are not a factor to obtaining health insurance. All adults are strongly urged to call this free health insurance helpline today. For free information, call the health insurance helpline right now at 1-800-809-7988. Don't delay. Call 1-800-809-7988 today.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
You are part of the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. Your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. You heard it a little while ago, or maybe you just joined us, so you missed this. But I thought it was a remarkable example of truth in humor. The other night on NBC's Tonight Show, Jay Leno in his monologue, and by the way, now that the Peacock people have finally succeeded in giving Jay his walking papers. And it happens to all talent. Happened to Carson before Leno, and there was that whole freaky thing a couple of years ago with Conan O'Brien and The Tonight Show. At any rate, I don't know if Leno is feeling more at ease. I don't know if he's trying to stick it to NBC management, but the joke he told about President Obama, well, it's just worth hearing again. Listen to Jay Leno from a recent monologue on NBC's Tonight Show.
Well, President Obama held a press conference earlier today, and he said he still wants to close the Guantanamo Bay prison facility, but he doesn't know how to do it. He should do what he always does, declare it a small business and tax it out of existence. It'll be gone in a minute. Be gone in a minute. 1 month, be out of there.
And there you have it. Yeah, because what is happening to small business, what is happening to intermediate-sized businesses, what's happening to major businesses? Obamacare is causing serious problems, and for small business, Jay Leno's right. It's being taxed out of existence. But what about the other side of that equation? Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, where enemy combatants are imprisoned. Well, it's very interesting that a statement has come. A spokesman for the UN Commission on Human Rights is now saying, because I guess maybe 20 plus of the enemy combatants are on a hunger strike, if the American military force feeds them intravenously, why, that's torture. Yeah, listen to what Rupert Koval, spokesman for the UN High Commission on Human Rights, says. Quote, if it's perceived as torture or inhuman treatment, and if it's the case it's painful, then it's prohibited by international law. Hey, Rupert, do you have a ruling on Islamofascists beheading kidnapped victims? Have you guys thought to weigh in on that? You know, maybe some of the enemy combatants have had a hand in that. Heck, some of the guys they released, we know they returned to the battlefield. Weren't a couple of those guys, those Islamofascists, caught up in beheading people? But hey, they were let go. You know the other thing about Gitmo? Do you realize the day our tax returns were due? Monday, April 15th, the New York Times opinion page gave access to an enemy combatant to write a column. Samir Naj al-Hassan Mokbel, saying of feeding, as these guys are on a hunger strike, there was agony in my chest, throat, and stomach. I had never experienced such pain before. I would not wish this cruel punishment upon anyone. Hey, you want to take bets that the same crowd, this UN human rights bunch, you want to take a bet on these guys that if the Gitmo prisoners died of starvation, they would be all over us? Be all over the United States for being cruel and inhumane because we let the Islamofascists in that prison die? See, with this crowd, you can't win. And let me just refer you to something else. There's a professor emeritus at Princeton who is part of the UN Human Rights Council, Richard Falk. You remember what he said in the wake of the Boston bombing? The byline belongs to Ann Bayefsky at FoxNews.com. A UN expert of the UN Human Rights Council, Richard Falk, has announced that Boston had it coming. America's fantasy of global domination justified what he has labeled, quote, resistance. Boston's canaries happened to be the ones the resistors decided have to die. Appointed in 2008 as the UN Special Rapporteur, it's not spelled reporter, but rapporteur, on the situation of human rights in the Palestinian territories occupied since 1967, Falk spends his time as a professor emeritus from Princeton, responding to speaking invitations, collecting awards from around the country, spouting anti-Semitism, and supporting 9/11 conspiracy theories. Oh, the terrorist brothers. They apparently believed in 9/11 conspiracy theories, didn't they? So much for the Human Rights Council. I think this story kind of answers the reason why you never hear the UN human rights crowd ever object to Islamofascist terrorists beheading their victims. Doesn't fit with the template. And President Obama still claiming he wants to close Gitmo. You remember what they were going to do? See, if you ever wonder the mindset of the left, just listen closely as J.D. explains it all. Here's what's going on. These guys do have a method to their madness. They believe that government is not only be-all, end-all, should be in control of everything, is the only entity capable of solving our problems and providing for us. But here's the basic deal in terms of realpolitik, in terms of retail politics. Here's the method to the madness. They believe that they can create jobs. You see, Obamacare to Barack Obama is a twofer. You not only control health care and thereby have greater power and influence over the American people, but also you create this huge bureaucracy. And let me tell you what's coming. Go take a look at our British cousins, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, England, with the British healthcare system, British socialized medicine. Now, the United States is a country of 300 million. Britain is what? A little over 10% of that? I don't know how many millions. I'm sorry. It's a delightful place to visit. Luckily, I haven't had to visit a doctor there. But here's something you should know. We all understand that the United Kingdom is considerably smaller than the United States. But do you realize that the British Health Service, a.k.a. socialized medicine in Great Britain, is the world's second largest employer? Second only to Indian Railways. That's right, the railroad on the Indian subcontinent, where there are over a billion people. That's the number one employer in the world, but Britain's National Health Service is number two. Now, you really have Obamacare in full swing. One of the reasons you're paying taxes, one of the reasons you're going to be overtaxed and underserved is because government can't run anything efficiently. And this healthcare gimmick, this scam that's being foisted upon the American people, when you hear jobs are being created, not coming in the private sector. God, no. You and I are going to be subsidizing these bureaucrats who are going to get in the way of the treatment we need from our personal physicians, or heck, they may even end up as bureaucrats on the death panels. Now, just back to Gitmo for a second. And the weird and horrific notion that an enemy combatant can write a column for the New York Times op-ed page. You know what? I know times have changed, but could you imagine if the New York Times gave editorial space to Joseph Goebbels in 1943 at the height of World War II? What's the difference? Goebbels ran the Ministry of Propaganda. What do you think the enemy combatant, the Islamo-fascist, writing in the New York Times, what do you think he's engaged in? Do you really believe that that guy gives a tinker's damn about your personal freedoms or civil liberties? Of course not. He's engaged in propaganda, the type of propaganda that the idiots at the New York Times are happy to embrace with all their faux sophistication. You want to know what the problem is? It's people in America believing America is the problem. That somehow we are culpable, that somehow we are to blame, that somehow, some way, we are less than virtuous, we are less than noble, that somehow we deserve it. Oh, yeah. In the wake of the Boston bombings, what are we hearing? Well, you know, they think we're unfair. They hate us because, well, we've stepped into their affairs. What a bunch of, what was that the late, great Norman Schwarzkopf called it? What a bunch of bovine scatology. I've had my say. Now you're going to get yours. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low libido, and fat storage? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so you can finally lose the weight and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-830-8160. That's 1-800-830-8160.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
I've always been a do-it-yourself person, but not all my listeners are. Look, even if you don't know to point the end of a screwdriver from the handle, you can still transform any room in your home in about 20 minutes at Blinds.com. Yes, you're going to save a bundle on designer, blinds, shades, shutters, and even drapes. Wear Blinds.com. But as I was saying, they've also made it incredibly easy to experience the satisfaction of doing it yourself with free online how-to videos. Free! And having over 100 design experts at your service. Of course they'd be happy to send over a pro installer if you prefer. But I think you'll love doing it yourself. What gratification! Because even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. As always, you'll get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. And if you hurry, you can save up to 20% on their most popular wood and faux wood blinds. Where? Only at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Write it down. Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Now.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Konka Brothers, the Bay Area's premier floor covering showrooms. Right now, it's Karistan Month at Konka Brothers. This is your chance to enjoy the best prices of the year on the best carpet we sell. Plus, up to $1,000 cash back and interest-free financing for 12 months. As the Bay Area's number one Karistan dealer, Konka Brothers offers hundreds of Karistan styles, patterns, and colors. From luxurious designer wools to nylons that are soft as silk but tough as nails. And right now, they're all on sale. So hurry into Konka Brothers for big savings, up to $1,000 cash back, and interest-free financing for 12 months with your good credit. It's Karistan Month at Konka Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, and San Mateo. And online at KonkaBrothers.com.
Konka Brothers, you can count on us.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Savage 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. I've had my say. Now it's your turn. To the phones we go. on line four, listening on WFHG, Bristol, Virginia. Gosh, that's right there on the state line, Tennessee and Virginia. Patrick, you're part of the Savage Nation. Hi.
Mr. Hayworth, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Patrick. Just call me J.D.
Mr. J.D., I just wanted to kind of touch base on a couple of different things. First of all, you know, we've been talking a whole lot about Guantanamo Bay. I first want to recognize the fact that Guantanamo Bay was established for a reason, okay? Guantanamo Bay was established for the most heinous offenders of those against the United States, okay? Guantanamo Bay was established for those who had committed heinous acts against America, terroristic acts against America, and for the worst of the worst of criminals. There is a reason that Guantanamo Bay is there. There is a reason that Guantanamo Bay holds some of the worst offenders of the United States, and it needs to continue to be there. There needs to be a place where we can, you know, place those criminals.
You're exactly right, Patrick. And again, now, just a friendly amendment. Criminals, you need to make a distinction. These are enemy combatants, people who have engaged in terror acts, in acts of war against the United States. So it's not traditional criminal behavior, but I hear exactly what you're saying. And in fact, Patrick, you remind me of the point I was trying to make about the method of the left. Remember when Obama wanted to close Gitmo there in his home state in Illinois? There was a prison the federal government was going to buy to put these enemy combatants on American soil. And the notion was, hey, we can give jobs to people in this town in Illinois. Well, no thank you. I think enemy combatants should remain off U.S. soil. But if there are those who believe they ought to be on American soil, I've got a very simple solution. What we ought to do is go out to the Aleutian Islands. Technically American soil, you know, the chain of islands between Alaska and Siberia. There are a bunch of abandoned listening posts there with barracks, etc. We should take the enemy combatants from the warmth of Gitmo and put them in the cold of the Aleutian Islands. That's where they ought to go. Thanks for the call, Patrick. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Listening in Jacksonville, Florida, to WBOB. Eric, you're on the Savage Nation.
Thanks, J.D. Hey, my comment is about this hunger strike going on in Gitmo right now. Like, the U.N. officials want to say that force-feeding them is torture. Well, our taxpayer dollars are paying for their meals and their boarding there, basically. So under the international rights that they're being given by the UN, that says that if they're going to consider that torture, well, you know what? We gave them the right to starve. So if they want to starve, if that's what they want to do, I say let them do it.
Well, you know, reflexively, Eric, I'd go along with you. Here's the only thing. Keeping them alive and getting them to talk by whatever appropriate means, I think is something we need. But instinctively, man, I like your way. If they technically have a right to starve, given the provision that we need all the information, we've gotten what we need out of them. If they want to go ahead and starve themselves, you know, Eric, you have a very valid point. And I want to thank you very much for the call. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. I just got to, I know time grows short, but I look here, and on line eight, one of my old pals from my old stomping grounds, KSFO San Francisco, Ray is on the line. Ray, welcome to the Savage Nation.
JD, you have to be the hardest working guy in radio. Every time I turn the radio on, day and night, I'm hearing your voice come.
Well, see, that's all part of my clever plan. It's not so much for world domination, but it is to be a major media maven. And since so many TV news directors say I had a face for radio, well, this is the place where I need to be.
Brother, you're getting it done. And I have to say, the second hardest working calls put up here for you, I called in about Jay Leno's comment and about small business and the literally, Obamanomics has been an attack on small business and businesses that aren't dependent on government because, well, we're not dependent on government. We don't have union labor. We don't have government contracts. And so we've really taken the biggest hit in this economy. But having said that, I want to point back to your comment about sending the Gitmo guys up to Alaska. When I was in service of the U.S. Army, I was stationed at Fort Wainwright. And the farthest north I had been to is Kotzebue, which is above the Arctic Circle. And I'd say there's no finer place to take the enemy's America than above the Arctic Circle, brother.
Absolutely. Why should they be there in the tropics? I mean, I understand that we still have the base there at Gitmo, with the commies down there, Castro's, running things. It ain't exactly the workers' paradise they would have you to lead you to believe. But why leave those guys in the tropics? Take them to the Aleutian Islands. I mentioned this on television one night, Ray. I got a call from a guy, or actually an email from a guy, whose dad owned one of the old installations there. He said, we'd be happy to sell it to the government. We'd love to put the enemy combatants there. So you see, we're so often accused, Ray, of not having solutions. But talk radio is more about caring and sharing opinions. It's to offer solutions, and that's what we're doing as part of the Savage Nation. Thanks for the call, Ray. Wow, where does the time go? Hour three is straight ahead. More of your calls. This is so cool. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation. Michael Savage away from the microphone, but he's given me this incredible opportunity to spend some time with you. I'm J.D. Hayworth, so honored to have stewardship of the microphone on this particular edition of the Savage Nation. Wow, where does the time go? Already hour three. Hopefully you've gotten wherever you needed to go. You're out of the car, into your house, or somewhere where you have access to the internet. Want you to go to michaelsavage.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see a place, a link to click on to find out more about Michael's new book, A Time for War. Michael's new book talking about discussing the possibility that China is already at war with the United States. Here is a story, no fiction here, from the Independent in the United Kingdom. Here's what's going on. Senior scientists attack Chinese researchers for creating new strains of influenza virus in veterinary laboratory. Experts warn of danger that the new viral strains created by mixing bird flu virus with human influenza could escape from the laboratory to cause a global pandemic, killing millions of people. Ho-ho! Ain't this great news? The byline, Stephen Connor, in the Independent in the United Kingdom, senior scientists have criticized the appalling irresponsibility of researchers in China who have deliberately created new strains of influenza virus in a veterinary laboratory. They warned there is a danger that the new viral strains created by mixing bird flu virus with human influenza could escape from the laboratory to cause a global pandemic, killing millions of people. Lord May of Oxford, a former government chief scientist and past president of the Royal Society, denounced the study published today in the journal Science as doing nothing to further the understanding and prevention of flu pandemics. Quote, they claim they're doing this to help develop vaccines and such like. In fact, the real reason is that they are driven by blind ambition with no common sense whatsoever, end quote, Lord May. Lord May is absolutely right. And that's why Michael Savage has this new book that, again, sets up a scenario that is absolutely, well, certainly a possibility, given global events. Again, the name of the book, a novel, a thriller, A Time for War. Your friend and mine, Michael Savage. Find out more about it again, michaelsavage.com. To the topic of China and Chinese ambitions and this, well, seems to me, as Lord May outlines it and the Independent of the United Kingdom outlines it in today's edition, seems to me we're looking at biological warfare here. Oh, I'm sure, just research, but wow. Lord May? And you know, the British have such a way with the English language, being English, you know. They claim they're doing this to help develop vaccines and such like. In fact, the real reason is that they are driven by blind ambition with no common sense whatsoever. Let me just give you a snapshot. Admittedly, it is now, oh gosh, a decade ago. Because it's 2013, yeah, about 10 years ago. When I was serving in Congress, I made a trip to China. Went to Shanghai. Very interesting. It seems that a certain soft drink that you'd recognize, but I'm not going to do free airtime for the soft drink. They had a deal with the city government in Shanghai. Every street light in Shanghai had an ad for this certain soft drink. And then we went to a hotel in the American Club in Shanghai for a dinner. And I'm looking out the window, and no, it's not Times Square nor Piccadilly Circus, yet the neon signs overlooking this central area in Shanghai filled with advertisements, as we'd say in the South, advertisements, you may call them. At any rate, a big name in lights, and it was prior to some recent problems. A big neon sign for Chevrolet and other signs denoting products that, well, are the fruit of capitalism. And you look down into the square at a park that, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the parks that was a flashpoint at the start of the war between the communists and the Chinese nationalists in 1948. And there is a statue of Mao. And as I gazed down at that scene, I thought, I wonder what Mao would say about the presence of American products, American consumer goods. But I'm not one of those who was deluded or so enraptured by the moment as to fail to understand what Dr. Savage writes about in his new book and what I believe to be going on, made manifest in the article that you and I just discussed. It's sad to say, but in the United States, there are any number of apologists, maybe some of the same gang, that claim to be conservative, that claim to be pro-business, you know, the gang that wants to see open borders and amnesty. A lot of these same guys, oh, we have to look to the capitalist endeavors in China. Let me just tell you something. Here's what I discovered on my trip to China. Don't ever be deceived into believing that the Chinese have a, quote, free market. They do not. The communist Chinese operate what I call a martial market. M-A-R-T-I-L, a martial market. Here's what I mean. If you're an international corporation or an American business, let's say you want to do business in communist China, well, here's the deal as outlined by the Chinese government. To do business in China, majority interest goes into the hands of the communist Chinese. At least 51% of the entity is owned by the Chinese and quite often financed and supervised by Costco, a wing of the Chinese Red Army. Now, if you remember your American history, you may recall the farewell address of Dwight David Eisenhower, General of the Army, President of the United States, who warned Americans about the military-industrial complex as he took his leave of public office. Let me just tell you something. Whatever Ike was warning us about as the 50s gave way to the 60s is absolutely dwarfed by the military-industrial complex in China. Now, don't misunderstand. The Chinese are not quite there yet. But they're getting there. And everything in China, from any type of fast food to the most seemingly innocuous widget, has a military implication in terms of the fact that the money and the proprietary stake in the technology ends up in the hands of the Chinese, and by extension, the Chinese government, the Chinese military. And so Michael Savage, in his new book, A Thriller, A Time for War, it ain't that far-fetched. More examples coming from communist China based on what I've seen there and what has happened in the intervening years, and more of your calls straight ahead, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code, MOM14.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. Folks ask me, what would Ronald Reagan do if he were with us today? I believe the first thing he'd do is stop Obamacare. Already it's in effect, with higher taxes, hidden fees, skyrocketing insurance rates, big Medicare cuts, and some insurance plans are hit with a 40% tax. Protect yourself by getting the Obamacare Survival Guide. It's already a number one New York Times bestseller. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law, giving you the strategies, tips, and loopholes you need to know. If you're insured on Medicare, a business owner, a medical professional, just about anyone, you need this book. Get the number one bestseller, The Obamacare Survival Guide, at bookstores everywhere. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy.
Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many San Francisco listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is on your tax forms. Do what Mayor Giuliani did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use promo code Brian10 to get this special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. 1-800-980-2820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Diamonds, the jewelry exchange, has major interests in overseas diamond offices and cutting factories. We have one of the largest selections and some of the best deals you'll find anywhere. 1-carat certified solitaires are $19.90, certified 3/4-carat $12.90, and half-carat solitaires are just $4.99. Our diamond inventory includes rare, GIAD flawless, and triple excellent makes. The Jewelry Exchange has the latest designer styles and will set your diamond while you watch. Seen a design elsewhere? Bring us the design and we can customize it for you on our 3D CAD system and save you as much as 50%. Center of my world pendants are $2.99, half-carat halo rings are $5.99, and 2/5-carat studs are $199. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, pendants, and earrings guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City. 650-367-6500. That's the Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City or online at jewelryexchange.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
You're on the Savage Nation. And the number to call, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. J.D. Hayworth in for Dr. Savage. Back to the phones from Joplin, Missouri, listening on KZRG. On line five, it's Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
Hello. Thank you for your time. I just wanted to say something about this morning after pill for children. I'm 15, but I state children, and I mean it. I have a little girl who's 4, and I'll be darned if at 15 she has the competency, the adult education, or any of that knowledge to make a decision to take a human life. It'd be like handing her a revolver and saying, good luck today, or any kind of weapon that would take a life. And I think it's a travesty that the country that I've lived and served in their military for will do this and say it's okay for 15-year-olds to go out and procreate or decide not to procreate by using a murder pill. I think that's just disgusting.
Yep. Alexis, first of all, I want to thank you for your service in the military, but you have offered, as only a mother could, graphic and emotional and logical arguments in response to the news, and if you're just joining us, Alexis is reacting to the report from the Associated Press tonight. President Obama in Mexico City, where, surprise, surprise, he'll find a lot of people in favor of amnesty. The only catch is they're not United States citizens, .. yet, but give him time. Anyway, he's there, and Julie Pace, the AP White House correspondent, the question came up. So, Mr. President, it looks like Kathleen Sebelius and the folks at Health and Human Services are going to give the morning after pill to 15-year-olds, and the president said, yeah, that's fine. But, Alexis, what you just pointed out, And it's interesting the language you used, especially since the president has decided to cynically politicize Second Amendment rights. When you said to put a morning after pill in the hands of a 15-year-old is like handing that 15-year-old a revolver? Wow. That, Alexis, that was heartfelt. And I think that's absolutely the case. You and I began this hour talking about China. And one advantage, there are those who say, now listen, this whole thing about you being in Congress, for purposes of full disclosure, I have to explain that I'm a recovering congressman. All right? I used to be there. I was honored to have that opportunity. And one thing about serving is it gives you access to real-life events that you see that you and I now get to talk about since I'm back behind the microphone. It allows me, metaphorically speaking, to pull back the curtain. And my trip to China, actually, what Alexis had to say about the morning after pill, it's very interesting. When you visit abroad as a constitutional officer, because the State Department has its own bureaucracy and embassies around the world, we were coming in to the city center from the Shanghai airport. And I will tell you, a woman from the American embassy in China, I guess the British use the expression, she had gone native. The way I remember the conversation, somehow the talk turned to China's one-child policy. And though the woman was trained in the art and the language of diplomacy, it seemed to me for all the world as if the woman was very happy to try and understand China's policy of infanticide. Oh, yeah, it goes on. It's not just abortion or the morning after pill. It's infanticide. But then again, sadly, we've seen that in this country. The Alphabet Networks haven't been talking much about Kermit Gosnell, the Philadelphia abortionist, and his house of horrors. And, of course, you have a president who I mentioned earlier, always happy to politicize. Always willing to politicize your Second Amendment rights and claim that he's out to save children. Yet tonight in Mexico City, he made it clear that, 15-year-old girls, sure, they can get abortifacients. They can get morning after pills. Wow. And China is building up its military. The goal of the Chinese government by mid-century, by 2050, the Chinese believe they will be the world's preeminent superpower. And they've done that on a variety of fronts. No matter how disturbing the one-child policy, the infanticide, the martial markets, they've done it in a variety of ways. And one way is to say, oh, yeah, that huge debt in the United States. Oh, sure, we're happy to buy your notes. Oh, yeah, oh, sure, we're happy to step up and do that. When we come back, our debt and deficit by the numbers, and when you hear those numbers, your eyes are not going to glaze over. Now, you're going to understand exactly what the Chinese are up to. J.D. Hayworth for Michael Savage, honored to be here with you on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-828-8995. That's 1-800-828-8995. 1-800-828-8995. Or go to web.com/radio.
Good evening, I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Investigators in Calaveras County are still searching for 8-year-old Layla Fowler's killer, but tonight they say they no longer believe a witness who claims to have seen a man running from the girl's home. They say the woman's information has been erratic and unreliable. Crews in San Jose are on the scene of a fire at a paper recycling plant across the street from Spartan Stadium. Fire Captain Rob Brown tells KSFO the building was filled with flames when they first arrived this evening, and the firefight is expected to go well into the night.
Just due to the nature of the way the product packaged, it's all put together tightly and bound, so it's going to be very difficult.
No workers were inside when that fire broke out. There are no injuries. Crews have shut down East Alma between 7th and 10th Streets while they try and extinguish those flames. KSFO traffic, construction getting underway, eastbound 80 at Peabody Road in Solano County. I'm Sherry Brown, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi there, Renee Richardson here to give you an update on the Serta Pro paint job. I know you've been waiting to hear all about it. Well, remember the last time I told you about the husband, not so fond of painting? So we brought in the pros, Serta Pro Painters. We had a great consultation with Tim. I got my way, which is, well, let's face it, is really the best thing for all of us. We got the bathroom painted, the ceiling and all one color, very modern. And the job the guys at Serta Pro did was not only flawless, but a breeze. They met us in the morning. We went off to work. We came back to two beautifully painted rooms. They were clean. They were professional. And even to my husband's critical eye, he was very impressed. Painting is a personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you are going to look at it every day. So you should have your painting done right. Serta Pro Painters did it right for us. Call them up and see for yourself. 800-GO-SERTA. That's Serta with a C. And if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff. Ask them about it. You can also visit their website, SertaPro.com. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
The new economic policies are what they are. So now, how will this affect you and me? I'm Brian Sussman, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar May 14th, that's a Tuesday, in Santa Rosa, and again on Thursday, May 16th in Sunnyvale. Both are at 7 o'clock. How does your financial game plan look now with Uncle Sam digging deeper in your pocket? Pat Vitucci can help. Join us again Tuesday, May 14th, the Hyatt Vineyard in Santa Rosa, or Thursday, May 16th at the Sheraton in Sunnyvale, both at 7 o'clock. Call to reserve a seat, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 800-322-1859 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 800-322-1859. 800-322-1859.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Open Line Friday. Make sure you start your day with me, Brian Sussman, Melody Morgan, and Katie Green right here on KSFO between 5 and 9.
You are a part of the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. More of your calls just ahead. at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. We've been talking some about China. My impressions of what was going on there when I visited as a member of Congress about a decade ago. The new book, the thriller Michael Savage has written about what could happen in terms of American-Chinese relations. Find out about it at michaelsavage.com. Go check out the website. In fact, you can read an excerpt from Michael's new book. I wish what I'm about to read you, I wish that this were fiction. My friend Marshall sent it to me. It is May 2nd, 2013. On this day in 2008, our national debt was $9.723 trillion. It is now $16.8 $4.3 trillion. At the current rates on this day in 2017, it will be $22.64 trillion. Maybe you should show some outrage about this. Or you can always let your kids deal with it. My friend Marshall sent that over. And those numbers are so huge. I realize I may have run a risk by putting them out there. But you see what's going on. Our debt is growing exponentially. And the current crowd in charge is spending at a level we have never, ever seen. And happy to print more and spend more. And so when you think about China, just remember that the Chinese are going, yeah, we'll buy up America's debt. And just understand that what awaits us financially as the Chinese buy up the debt, that's another pressure point. That's another danger zone, just as dangerous in its own way, perhaps even more so than the Chinese effort to build aircraft carriers and submarines and geopolitically to turn the Pacific Ocean into their private lake. Oh, one other note about the Chinese, very active. If you don't think the communists still have designs on expansion, understand the Chinese very active in Central and South America. Oh, even when it comes to the Panama Canal, both the Atlantic and Pacific sides, a Chinese subsidiary, major hand in running the Panama Canal. And when I was in Congress, efforts made for the port at Long Beach. Yeah, Costco, the Chinese company, not the retail concern you may be thinking of in the United States. COSCO, Chinese business entity with heavy military backing. Oh, yeah, the Chinese wanting to get control of our ports. So you don't have to be a geopolitical genius to understand what's been going on or to understand why Michael Savage wrote his new book about what's happening in China. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Back to the phones, waiting patiently in Connecticut. He's been listening to WABC. It's Greg. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I got a question, but I want to preface it with a comment. It's pretty easy to differentiate between what happened in Boston and a crime, is it not?
Oh, I think it's very easy to determine the difference between a, quote, crime and an act of terror. Yes, sir.
And the liberals and the leftists and whatnot, they like to hide behind reading the Miranda rights to these individuals, and it chokes off the information supply, correct?
Yep, when once terrorist brother number two was read his Miranda rights, you have the right to remain silent, he clammed up.
Well, if a person, if we can differentiate that it's an act of terror, it's an act against the United States, then why aren't we immediately revoking citizenship on the spot? If it's, you know, if it's simple enough to differentiate a shrapnel bomb, you know, I'm ex-military. That's quite different than, you know, a stabbing, murder, or shooting, or something like that. We can differentiate. So why are we not revoking citizenship? And then the Miranda argument goes right out the window.
You know, it's interesting. Within the law, there are provisions for public safety or imminent danger that lead to a waiver of the reading of the Miranda rights, and that's where I thought this was initially going. But then Eric Holder, as the Attorney General, no, let's go ahead and waive all this and give the guys the full rights and protections. And the whole notion, and good people can disagree, Rand Paul, the junior senator from Kentucky, made the point that, well, you know, the guy's a citizen, and whatever, he is a citizen, and recall that there are other cases of other bombings. Rand Paul made the example of the suspicion surrounding Richard Jewell in the bombing at the Atlanta Olympics back in 1996. Now, everyone was quick to jump on Richard Jewell. Oh, this guy must have done it. And that was not the case. And I'll tell you, Paul offers a compelling argument. I don't know so much if you instantly revoke citizenship, Greg, but I do believe that the distinctions under the law should have been utilized to protect the American public. And I share your concerns. I don't know about all on-the-spot revocation of citizenship, although I thank you for the call, and I will grant you. It certainly seems in retrospect, and we discussed this last night, in retrospect, it certainly appears that for terrorist bomber number two, for terrorist brother number two, the younger guy who's still alive, who is an American citizen, to have citizenship conferred upon this terrorist on 9/11, it's almost as if he designed it. That's probably not the case, but man, that just adds to the just how twisted and sick this act of war, this act of terror was against our country. Make no mistake, people are out there. They're there willing to do it again. And if we end up in this situation where we fail to control our borders, Dr. Savage has talked about it for years, borders, language, culture, well, you see what can happen. Hey, I mentioned Rand Paul a second ago. Last night, you and I were talking about Benghazi. Two very different reactions to Hillary Clinton. Now, we touched briefly on Benghazi last night. Well, we actually spent about an hour talking about Benghazi, maybe then some, about exactly what happened on 9/11/2012 at that United States diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya, where the American ambassador lost his life, where another member of the diplomatic detail lost his life, where two former Navy SEALs trying to protect the personnel there lost their lives. A report issued, I've been calling for oversight hearings, a report issued by the Congress, I believe, Buck. Oh, man, this shows you time passes. My friend who's chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Buck McKeon, Howard Buck McKeon, Republican of California. Basically, the report released, 10 days ago, holds Hillary Clinton culpable. I still believe there should be full-blown additional oversight hearings. But I want you to hear, since Rand Paul's name came up in conversation with a previous caller, I want to go to clip 14. Rand Paul, on the Kuhner Report, on WRKO Boston, listen to what Rand Paul has to say about Hillary Clinton.
The one thing we do know for certain is that Hillary Clinton, when she was asked, did you read the cables asking for more security there, and when she said no, that really alarms me, that the person in charge of the State Department never read any of the cries for help, any of the pleas for help, and then her department denied these requests for enhanced security. And that, I think, is really a dereliction of duty and should preclude her from holding any kind of position where she'd been in that, be in that kind of authority again.
In short, don't look for Rand Paul to support the fledgling Hillary for President movement. A dereliction of duty. We have the report. I think there needs to be additional oversight, not only about the former Secretary of State, but about the current president. Speaking of presidents, at a dinner, I believe the Atlantic Institute, giving a leadership award, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, about to confer the leadership award on Hillary Clinton. Kissinger, remembering his history, that four secretaries of state have gone on to become presidents of the United States. Listen to Henry Kissinger, what he had to say about Hillary Clinton and the future.
I want to tell Hillary, when she misses the office, she looks at the history of secretaries of state, there might be hope for a fulfilling life afterwards.
Yeah, in other words, wow, Hillary, I guess you're going to run for president. I understand the after-dinner kind of approach at an awards dinner, but seriously, Hillary Clinton, the custodian of our future, after Benghazi, after her tirade, I happened to be in Washington. In fact, I met with Senator Ron Johnson the afternoon following Hillary's shrill outburst. And I got to tell you, I hope Dr. Kissinger was just being polite. I think Rand Paul is right on target with his assessment of Hillary. And while I welcome the report authored by Chairman Buck McKeon of the House Armed Services Committee and others, I believe yet more oversight needs to be done. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. There is more to come on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have psoriasis? Have you tried everything to stop the itching, the burning, and the pain? Finally, there's a medication for psoriasis that will help stop the discomfort, and you don't need a prescription. Seroderm is a new advanced spray for sufferers of psoriasis that helps stop the itching, the burning, the stinging, and the pain. Seroderm is easy. It goes directly on your trouble areas. It's fast, and it's safe. Best of all, Seroderm works, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. If you're living with psoriasis and you're ready for less flaking, less itching, and less pain, then call for your exclusive risk-free trial of Seroderm. Don't go another day in discomfort. Just call 1-800-573-0352. Seroderm is the relief you've been waiting for, and you won't find it anywhere else. This offer won't last long, so call now. Just call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Call 1-800-573-0352.
On March 25th, 2013, socialism died, according to Craig Smith, trusted friend and author of The Great Debasement. Well, what happened? Citizens of the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus and the world lost trust in their banks. Some will lose 60% or more of their life savings. The European bank raid in Cyprus reveals that social democratic welfare states can never again be trusted. When people lose confidence in their government and banks, they take their money and run, says Craig in a brand new white paper, Why Cyprus Matters. Could politicians loot your life savings account as they did in Cyprus? Truth is, they already have and could have plans to take it all. That's right. Call Swiss America now to get this vital new report, Why Cyprus Matters, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must discover who really owns the money in your bank account now. Call 800-289-2646. Do it now. 800-289-2646. Cyprus Matters.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Alarming signs. Are you watching for them? Before the Great Depression, there were alarming signs. Before the 2008 Great Recession, there were early indicators. If you miss those, pay attention. Today's economic warnings couldn't be more clear. Federal debt is $16 trillion, and in 8 years, it's projected to hit $22 trillion, enough to bankrupt the country. While our currency is being debased, China, Russia, India, and others are stockpiling gold to prepare. Can your family afford another financial loss of 20, 30, even 40%? Get informed. Protect your assets right now. Call Lear Capital and request a free copy of the special report, Rising Debt and Record Gold Ahead.
800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099. 800-445-1099.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is the Savage Nation. J.D. Hayworth in for Michael Savage. More of your calls, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. To Redding, California, listening on KQMF, here is Daryl on the Savage Nation.
Hey, J.D., how are you tonight?
Doing fine, Daryl. Thanks for calling in.
You know, I just wanted to say that
The word you're searching for, with the whole scheme, the whole scenario, the whole culture, the whole enchilada, what, something like that.
Thank you, JD. The whole culture of America is we protect our own. We really do mourn for our own when catastrophes happen. I was a gold miner for many years, and I went to China, and I actually mined in the Chinese mines. When their miners die, they put them in a body bag and they throw them on the side of the drift, which is the down hole, and they just carry on work. There's no regard for human life. There's no regard for human life. So if we're in bed with China, how can there be any regard
any commonality of purpose? In other words, do we become more like the Chinese, their policy of infanticide? Are we headed there with our abortion-centric culture, with now 15-year-olds, the president saying, yeah, it's fine, morning after pill for them? Are we in a situation where we end up like the Chinese, and it's a scary thought, and Daryl, you had firsthand experience. Wow, you're going to have to write a book about mining for gold in China. Thanks for spending time with us on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, on line 7. Waiting patiently, he's listening on WABC New York. It's Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hi, J.D. So I want to make two questions, points, and I hope you won't cut me off. The first.
Well, we're always under the constraints of time, so let's get to them quickly, okay?
So the first point is that woman who called saying that it was like it was the idea that her daughter would take a pill to cause an abortion. I just want to clarify something for all your listeners. The morning after pill, Plan B, does not cause abortions. If you're pregnant, it doesn't matter if you take 10 of those pills, you will not have an abortion. It prevents pregnancy. The reason I called, though, I want to clarify something you said. You said that Obama's support of the FDA's decision, so again, it's the FDA who made a decision that 15-year-olds should be able to get Plan B without a prescription, is as if he's saying it's fine for 15-year-olds to take this pill, it's fine for 15-year-olds to do this. What I'm saying to you is, for you say it's not okay for him to oppose it, if you want to be intellectually honest, it's as if he's saying it's okay for 15-year-olds to have babies. That's the equivalent argument on the other way. He's not saying it's okay to have sex. The question is, if a girl goes out and has unprotected sex, everyone agrees that that's a bad idea. That's the wrong thing. The question is very simply, do you want that woman to get pregnant, or do you want her to be able to do something so she doesn't get pregnant? If she gets raped, do you want her to get pregnant, or do you want her to have a chance not to get pregnant? And for you to...
Well, you've certainly put forth all sorts of scenarios to explain away the president's support, even though you try to say now it's the FDA and the President of the United States. Here's the larger argument, Mark, and I appreciate the intellectual sophistication and the academic rigor and all the efforts you make to try to separate the president from owning a decision saying he can hide behind the FDA. But here's the sad and sorry fact. There used to be a Democrat president named Harry Truman who says the buck stops here. With this guy, it's always somebody else in some other place. And by the way, for intellectual rigor and the thought process of the philosophy of politics, now somehow aren't you to blame for raising the question? Mark, it's been incredibly enlightening. Thank you so much for calling the Savage Nation. Let's go to Bruce in Pensacola, Florida. Time is short. Bruce, welcome from Pensacola, listening on WCOA.
Yes, I have a quick question. If this terrorist is an American citizen, among all the other charges that are going to be brought against him, why isn't the charge of treason put forth as well? I haven't heard that be mentioned yet.
Bruce, your ears have not deceived you, nor have I. I have not heard that yet. I do believe that if, in fact, he enjoys the fruits of citizenship, he took action to destroy American citizens, by extension, the American government. I'm no lawyer, but I think treason is something that should be considered, but with this Justice Department, don't hold your breath. I think I still have time. My home state of Arizona, Doc, are you? Oh, there's the music. Oh, golly. Doc, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, but I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you've listened. What fun this has been for me. Thanks again to Dr. Savage for the opportunity to be here and spend some time with you. It's J.D. Hayworth saying, stay brave, stay free, stay tuned to the Savage Nation.
Join